Once again, we're live from Siebens Fieldhouse on the campus of Buena Vista University, Storm Lake, Iowa. Some Saturday afternoon Division III college women's basketball at the half. Buena Vista 24, Central 21. We'll have the first half numbers coming up a little bit later. Right now, though, let's talk baseball. Let's talk warm weather. Let's talk summertime, but more importantly, maybe springtime baseball. Stevie D, always good to see you and talk about the Beaver baseball program. How are things going thus far for the guys?
Really well. Very happy with what they've been doing in the weight room and in the classroom. And we're just 3 weeks away from opening up first day of practice.
Hard to believe it's that close.
Yeah.
You got some additional practice this fall. That was a little rule change by the NCAA.
Yeah, it was great. We got six extra practices and a day of outside competition. So we were able to scrimmage Iowa Lakes Community College. And I think we learned a lot more about our team and where we need to go. And it was perfect this year because we have a lot of competition for spots since we had a real good class last year that graduated. So perfect timing on that. And the guys, it was a lot of fun. And I'm really looking forward to this year.
Somebody might hear you say six additional practices and a competition day. What's that do for a coach? But like you said, how many more hours of that is it to watch some of these newcomers?
It was great to get them on back-to-back days. Normally we're 2 days, maybe 3 days a week. This year we were 4 days a week for 4 weeks. And just to see the level of consistency, we did so much more, a lot more team defensive drills. And we're able to move guys around to give them a real good look to see what are we going to expect out of these guys coming up this spring.
Okay, and you just said a moment ago, we graduated a pretty good class.
A pretty good class.
I'd say you graduated a pretty good class. But you know what? Coaches in all respective sports go through that every single year.
Yeah, 11 tremendous seniors. Last year, 7 pitchers, and the 4 position players were all conference, and 1 was an All-American, and 2 were All-Region. But we have 10 seniors back this year, including our top 4 arms that we were going to have to center our entire team around those 4 guys, including Jacob Hathaway, been a 3-year starter for us, Jake Lewis, 2-year starter on the mound, Keenan Jones, a 2-year starter on the mound, and Dalton Mason was a really good reliever for us. So those 4 guys, this will be their last year here, and they need to get us off to a good start.
All right, surrounding those 4 guys, let's talk about some other Beaver baseball players.
You know, our position players are pretty senior dominant as well. Kendall Kander from Lamar's, all-conference DH last year, he's back. Cam Johnson really solidified our 4-hole for the first half of the year last year. He's a senior from Southeast Polk. You know, those 2 guys are captains. They're baseball kids. They helped Coach Berg at St. Mary's this year. Their baseball intelligence is through the roof. People respect them, they work hard, and we'll center our offense a little bit around those guys. But we also have Devin Wagaman, who's a really good player for us. He played center field for us last year. He'll be there. Noah Paper was our 2-year starting shortstop. He's back as a junior. So we have, and Devin Harms is the best defensive catcher in the league as a senior from Fort Dodge. So, you know, it's there. The pieces are there. But there are definitely some spots that we're looking to fill, and we'll give a lot of guys a shot, and we'll be very athletic. So we just gotta figure out who those guys are gonna be and how we're gonna play.
You bring up Noah Paper. How do you get 2 guys from Fargo to come to Storm Lake, Iowa? How did that process come around?
I remember in August before their senior year, they went together. They're from the same high school and same Legion team, and they traveled to about 4 different places right before they started to school their senior year, and we hit it off real well, and they liked what they saw here, and we didn't really know what we were getting. And you know, I knew they played good competition, they're the best players on their team, and we took a flyer on them, and they have paid off in spades. They've played almost every game since they've been here, and they are truly, that was a gift. It was a gift to get those guys.
Halftime of our BVU women's basketball game. The Beavers lead Central 24-21. Visiting with BVU baseball coach Steve Edie. I think about your guys. I have Andrew with us for the broadcast today, a sophomore from Des Moines Roosevelt, plays baseball. And, you know, talk about using the Lamberti Rec Center. And then I look on your schedule and I see U.S. Bank Stadium.
Yeah. Oh, man, is that going to be awesome?
No, I know you've played at the Metrodome in the past. Is this kind of a similar situation? How did this come about?
Yeah, it's exactly the same. When they tore the Metrodome down, it really kept those Minnesota teams you know, from playing in their home state. They had to travel all over the place to add non-conference games because some of those schools play up to eight of their non-conference games in the dome, in the indoor stadium. So it was a matter of time until this new stadium got going. You know, there were some issues up there about the Vikings owners versus the taxpayers, and the taxpayers finally won out and they said, you have to make it baseball accessible. You have to, because the Gophers are going to be in there. And all these small schools up in Minnesota rely on it so much. So fortunately, we had two schools that were interested in allowing us to play them, and they set it up to where we play back-to-back days, and it's going to be fantastic. So it's nice of Bethel University, who we play, and Hamline University to invite us to come up and play, because there's nowhere else to go for us. You know, we go to St. Louis to open the year, but it doesn't make sense to go back down there the next weekend. It's a long trip and very expensive. So I just think of the experience our players are going to get playing in a stadium like that. I just think it's going to be awesome.
Do we have any idea what game time is for those?
Yeah, the Sunday, March 5th is going to be a 7:30 doubleheader. So we'll be playing until probably midnight, close to midnight. And then the next day on Monday, we play at 4:30. So, you know.
Doubleheader again?
Yeah, doubleheader. So we'll play four games, back-to-back days, and it'll be a great trip.
And then from St. Louis, you go to Arizona again.
Yep, we'll go to Arizona. The twist on it this year is that with this conference schedule working out, we're actually going to play our first conference series in Arizona against Luther, they're down there the same time we are, and we're just like, why would we travel back to, you know, Storm Lake to play a triple or a three-game series? So we're just going to play down there, and, you know, we'll see how that goes. I think it'll be good. Our families will already be down there, and, you know, the travel schedule just makes sense to play them down there.
Hey, Steve, as we speak, a big Beaver backer, booster, lifetime Buena Vista Beaver, Dick Gutter, his celebration of life starts here at 3 o'clock.
Right.
Sorely missed by the Beaver family.
Yeah, absolutely. That's the one thing he always had on his mind, is how are the Beavers doing? And truly cared about all the people that have, and that's spanning a long time.
Yeah.
It's spanning a lot of athletes that he watched play here. And his memory was always sharp as a tack. And some of the stories were just, you know, things you remember forever.
And a huge baseball man. A huge Cardinals fan.
There's just so many of those guys that, you know, not grew up, but lived their life watching Jay Beckman and the Beavers, and how many championship teams they watched here, and how many, honestly, professional baseball players that have played at BV, between Larry Bittner and Dave Monson and Dave Wolf, and all these guys that put BV baseball on the map. So there was a little pressure when I got here because those guys were keeping an eye on how we're doing.
I was going to say,
and so they kept us honest.
Dick Gutter would come up to you and he'd have that look at you and he'd just start asking questions, just pecking at you.
If we played poorly the day before,
he'd let you
know. I tried to avoid him. But then when we played great, I wanted to, you know, I wanted him to pat me on the back. But he, you know, he told like it is. He knows good baseball when he saw it. And hopefully he appreciated, you know, the good years here and just watching young adults play a great sport. He's going to be very sorely missed. And, they don't make him quite like him anymore.
One last thing before I let you go. Again, 24-21, the BV women lead Central. We'll have the halftime stats in a moment. Steve, Whitecaps baseball. What has your father, Russ, said about Whitecaps baseball?
I've been hearing about Whitecaps baseball ever since I've been born. You know, that tradition of going down on a Sunday afternoon with his dad watching the players from all over the country come in and play for the Whitecaps. We're going to have something similar here now. And the great thing about Whitecaps baseball now is, you know, it gives local kids, as well as people from all over the country, a chance to come in and play serious baseball and get better as a player. And the great thing about our league here is it doesn't cost the players anything. We've sent players, you know, to Colorado to play in a league out there, to South Carolina to play in a league, and it costs them a lot of money. This league is just a tremendous opportunity for players to maybe have a part-time job but not spend a fortune to play college baseball or against collegiate-level baseball. So I just hope that people will maybe, if they have an extra bedroom in their house, open it up to these players, because I did that. When I played at University of Iowa, I went to Ohio for 2 summers. It was the best summer of my life. I absolutely loved it. We had a host family that took me in and made sure I had a meal every once in a while. And they had, young kids that I became, kind of their mentor. And I don't want to say babysitter, but I'd go out and throw with them and whatever. And they just looked up to me. Mm-hmm. They didn't know me from anybody. And they just knew I was a college baseball player. And I just think it's a great opportunity for people that especially have the young kids, young baseball players. I think it's a great opportunity to take one of these guys in and make sure that they have a great time in Storm Lake.
I've been plugging that too about the host families here.
The host family is going to make or break this whole deal. There's no question about it. The team, it's going to be a source of entertainment and it's going to be good baseball.
Yeah.
And what better on a weekend summer evening to go down to a beautiful field and watch some good baseball and just take the family down and have a social activity. I think it's a great thing. So buy your tickets, open up your doors if you can make it work, and this the Whitecaps hopefully will be here to stay.
Our time has run out, my friend.
That sounds great. Let's go Beavers. We need to get hot in the second half here.
That we do. Steve Eady, thanks a bunch.
Thanks, Chris.
I'll talk to you later. It's Coach Steve Eady, Beaver baseball coach, joining me at halftime here of our women's basketball game. Let me run through the first half statistics for today's game. 24-21, Beavers with the lead. And statistically, nothing pretty in this one. Central was 6-for-26 from the field. That's 23%. Buena Vista, 9-for-34, 27%. The Beavers were 0-for-8 from the arc. Central, 1-for-8 from the arc. Buena Vista did not shoot it well at the foul line, 6-of-14. The Dutch were 8-for-12. Beavers plus 4 on the glass. Claudia Larson and Jasmine DeMars each had 8 rebounds. The Dutch with 23 team rebounds, led by Marburgers, 5, and Kendall Brown had 5. Turnovers in the first half, Central had 16, Buena Vista with 9. And contagious cold shooting for both teams. So, hey, say what you want. It's 24-21. They might, Andrew Banstra, get really hot in the second half, and we just might have a barn burner for the next 20 minutes.